This is Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. WIPR was in the middle of our fall pledge drive when NASA announced it had discovered the existence of water on the planet Mars. Now that our members have figuratively made it rain, we're going to focus on that Martian water. And planetary scientist Nathan Bridges of the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory is here to help. Nathan, good to have you back.
Very glad to be here.
And we'll start with a point of clarification. It doesn't actually rain on Mars, does it?
It does not rain on Mars under the current climate. That's correct.
Under the current climate. So it probably did rain on Mars at one point?
We think it did because there's good evidence for a lot of water in the Martian history.
But that's history. In the present, there is some water of some sort on Mars. Explain what it's like.
The evidence that we have is indicating that in some areas on Mars, in the summer, we have little trickles of water, very salty water. It's not a lot. It would not be enough to fill a bathtub or anything, but it occurs just in the summer under very limited conditions.
And the Martian summer is nothing like our summers. It's, what, 10 degrees, negative 10 degrees Fahrenheit at best?
Yeah, that's right. It's very cold, and then the atmosphere on Mars is very thin, so it would not be hospitable.
So between the light pressure and the extremely cold temperatures, it has to be super salty just to be in liquid form for even a bit.
That's correct.
One of the places on Mars that NASA thinks this water is the Hale Crater, and that's from observations made from space. We don't have any direct evidence of this water yet.
That's right. The evidence that we have comes from spacecraft in orbit around Mars that are making distant measurements. We have not actually seen these features from a rover or lander on the surface.
But we do have a rover on the surface, Curiosity. It is in the Gale Crater and not the Hale Crater.
Right.
But there is a chance that this water could be in the Gale Crater too?
Some people have seen features that they think could be like these water flows, but we have not identified them positively in Gale Crater. That's correct.
But you're looking for them with the...
We are certainly looking. If we found them in Gale Crater, that would be very exciting. And if we could investigate them, it would be something very interesting to look at.
And there is a question whether you could even investigate them if you find them, right?
Well, NASA has a restriction on having what we call forward contamination of potential biology on another planet. Just as something from another planet could contaminate us, we don't want to do that to something else and thereby disturb it and also ruining our chances for really studying it in the future. So,
since there might be some sort of microbe still sticking around on the Curiosity rover?
Potentially, and we're getting a bit speculative here that we'd actually see something like that. But if we did, I think we would have to assess whether we would investigate it close up.
And so it's not yet a decision that we're making in the concrete, just the abstract.
Very abstract.
So we're not sure, but we're definitely excited. What are you seeing with the Curiosity rover now on Mars?
So Curiosity has been on Mars for more than 3 years now, and it has been going on a journey looking at the history of Mars, just as if a hiker was going through the Grand Canyon and looking at different layers. That's what Curiosity's been doing. And now we're at the lowermost layers of a mountain that's in the middle of the crater called Mount Sharp. And we are looking at those.
And the more you look at those layers, the more you are pretty certain that Mount Sharp now is where large bodies of water used to be.
That's right. The rocks that we find tell a story. All rocks tell a story. And the rocks that we see are mudstones, sandstones that formed in water, and also a type of rock we call conglomerates that also formed in water. So almost certainly there was a large lake that existed in this crater. So we're talking about a lot of water, not like a little bit of water that exists today on Mars.
And you're also doing a lot of drilling to examine what is in the stones you find.
That's right. So we can look at the rocks remotely, and we can determine what they're made out of remotely to some extent, but we really want to sample them just as a scientist would on Earth and bring it to a lab. So we can drill into the rocks and then put those rock powders into our lab on the rover and determine what they're made out of.
And what are you finding?
Well, it's quite interesting. The rocks in our area have large variations in the element silicon, quite a bit of variation. And we think this is due to water that flowed through the rocks after they formed, similar to water that sort of percolates through grounds of coffee in your coffee maker. We think that this water percolated through the rocks after they formed and altered them chemically.
The water would have brought silicon in or changed something
else? It probably removed other elements and made the silicon more abundant.
So the rocks
leached.
That used to be there had a lot of other stuff in them,
and
the water pulled it away.
Leached out.
Where would that stuff have gone?
It was transported somewhere else. I don't know.
Someplace yet to see.
Yes.
So where is Curiosity going next?
So Curiosity is going to continue on its journey up the slopes of Mount Sharp. On its way, it's going to see a lot of sites. And one that's upcoming, hopefully in the next few months, is a field of giant, dark sand dunes. These are sand dunes that are tens of feet high and very large, you know, tens of meters long and wide. And they're very dark. They're like black sand dunes. And we're going to look at those.
Will Curiosity have any difficulty climbing them? Is it going to climb them?
It won't climb them because though that is judged as too risky. But we will get near them and we'll be able to sample them and look at them close up.
And while Curiosity has one rover companion on Mars right now, it's going to have more in the future, right?
That's right. There's two rovers on the books. The first one is being made by the European Space Agency in Russia, and that'll be launched in 2018. And then there's a 2020 rover being built by the United States with some foreign collaboration that'll be launched in 2020. And that one is something that I'm also involved with, and it's going to actually take samples of rocks and soils that will be brought back by a later mission.
So we're going to get to see, like, back here on Earth, what you're seeing now from thousands and thousands of miles away.
Eventually, yes. So the 2020 rover is just going to collect the samples. There will be a mission after that that will go to Mars and then bring them back to Earth.
Oh, to the future.
Yeah.
Nathan Bridges looks at Mars through the electric eyes of the Curiosity Mars rover from his perch at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory here in Maryland. Thank you so much for coming in.
I was glad to be here. Thank you.
More on what Curiosity is doing via our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Stirner.